In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. That prayer, as I think I've told you before, is an Eastern Rite prayer. It starts off, Heavenly King, Vasilevu Raniye Parakliteya. Heavenly King, you're the King. Parakletos, you are the Paraclete. Parakliteya. Vasilevu Raniye Parakliteya. You are everywhere present and fill all things. Now come dwell within us and guide us. You see? Now, it's particularly important that we are aware of this prayer. It's nice to memorize it, because you can say it all the time then. It's a prayer to keep us recollected. And that's the theme that I think, the theme of the readings is, be alert, alertness, aware of God and what's going on. And you can't do that by being addicted to the television. They don't tell you what's going on. They tell you all the surface stuff. And the more exciting and gripping, the better for the sponsor. You know, we'll have a minute now for our sponsor. Well, whoopee, you know, if it's gripping stuff, they'll sit through the commercial and get back to the, but you see, that's not what's really going on. Those are the events that are betraying what's going on at a deeper level within each person and in the battle between light and darkness. That's why we have to be recollected, aware of the Lord, who can keep us aware of what's going on and teach us how to behave. The biggest enemy to recollection, I think, well, there's a few. The television is the most powerful because it is assaulting us not only with sound, but with image all day long as we watch it. And many people get in the car, but first thing they do is turn on the radio. Again, living at our fingertips. How can we be present to the Lord, huh? Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, come dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain. How do we do that if we're not aware of God? And so you see, the theme is recollection of this, awareness, huh? Alert, to God. Well, this takes prayer and practice. And in our culture, it takes a lot of willpower to turn away from distraction. Most of the things that are on the television all day are ephemeral. And a week from now, nobody remembers what they were, and nobody really cares because it's not having any impact. And you may notice that all the media talk more about evil than they do about good. So-and-so is a crook and he did this, or so-and-so shot so-and-so and whatever. And the only thing that isn't like that are the sports. And for certainly the news broadcast is all about evil. There used to be one or two radio news things who said, now at the end of that, we want to tell you something else. This is about Mr. John Jones, who ran out into the street, scooped up a baby just as a truck was coming by, and saved that baby's life. They were trying, and they were correctly trying, to get something else out there besides the stuff that frightens us, titillates our imagination, keeps us all glued to all the news media. You heard me say, I'm sure, several times by now, if you don't throw off the television, at least keep it, you know, to some few things in the evening, but edifying things. I think I mentioned this before. When I go to the gym, there's a big television set. There's lots of them, 5 or 6 in a row, each one with a different station, so you can pick the one you want. Now, I don't mind going sometime when there's a football game on, because I can enjoy the football game and not waste time, because I'm getting some exercise at the same time. But those things are so gripping, and it takes great discipline to be alert. Alert to what's really going on, and alert to God, and God speaking to you, moving your life, inspiring you. Now, to build up a hunger for that kind of awareness of God, we have to have a life of prayer. And I mean, if possible, an hour a day. Now, you know, we do a lot of things that take more than an hour, especially watch television. And that's why I'm always fulminating against it, because it's so gripping. There's color, there's movement, there's news, there's frightening things. Most of the news is bad news, because it strokes our fears and keeps us glued. If everything was happy, we'd be bored after a while and turn it off. So, and everybody, especially the sponsors, know that. So we have to pray. Now, one way to pray is the Jesus Prayer. Jesus Prayer is an old monastic practice, but people can learn to acquire that practice, even if they're not in a monastery. The prayer goes like this. A little different with everybody, but Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, such a thrill to say it now, just saying it to myself like that, I'm more relaxed than before. It's based on the parable our Lord told when the Pharisee and the publican went into the temple. And the Pharisee's talking to himself and bragging. And the publican is in the back saying, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus says, that one went home justified. So the monk said, "Whoa, that's the way to get justified. That's the way we're going to pray." But then, rather than say, "Oh God," they said, "Oh Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And that can get to be a refrain. I don't remember that. I've forgotten the name of the movie. I remember the book, little book. Franny and Zooey were the hero and heroine in the book or whatever. And the girl was heard about this Jesus Prayer, so she started doing it. Of course, drove herself crazy. But the idea was good. We have to learn to pray like that. You see, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Some prayer like that. And then watch the number of distractions, so that by the end of the day, we've done nothing but be impacted by stimulus. We haven't prayed, we haven't reflected, very little, except whatever it takes to get business done or teaching done or whatever we're doing. But, you see, alert. The theme of this liturgy is being alert. Well, we're not alert if we're just alert to who won the ball game last night. Nothing wrong with that. Alert means what's really going on. And we need the light of the Holy Spirit to tell us what's really going on. And sometimes to move us to do something. So I'd recommend that you try somehow. The Franny and Zooey thing, the girl nearly cracked up. She was just on her own grit and willpower going to say the words, though she didn't have any idea what they really meant. No, it's a joyful prayer. And it wells up instinctively. But you've got to search for that kind of silence. Don't turn on the radio in the car. You know, to get the news, well, you just heard the news an hour ago. It's going to be, you know, somebody else shot somebody, or the government did something else stupid, or whatever, but it's going to be the same stuff. Listen once a day to the news. That's all you need. But it's this titillating. And of course, those who are responsible for the broadcasts and the commercials know they have to keep us interested or we'll turn it off. And of course, one of the very interesting things in life is sex. So of course, they push that envelope as far as they can to keep us interested. What I'm opting for here, what I'm campaigning for here in this first part of the, you see, is alert. Be alert to what's really going on. Now, part of that, little by little, can be that we're aware of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit tells us what to do. We do it. And that's faith. But that's the basis of being recollected, being alert to what's really going on, and alert to the Lord who is moving in our heart all day long, if we want it, keeping us going. But you say, I know, I'm really very busy. And yes, of course you're very busy. And the pace of our life is calculated to keep us living at our fingertips. I've lived alone several years of my life, and it's a wonderful, I mean, of course, I still don't have a TV, or I guess I got a radio on the cell phone, but I don't listen to it. Why? Because it's not what's really going on. What's really going on is that the Lord is trying to save His people and speak to them and guide them, lead them to repent from their sins, get out of sin, and start to help one another. That's what's really going on. And that's the whole purpose of why there has to be preaching, why people have to be reading the scriptures, you see, and that type of thing. And watching, I mean, something on the television once in a while, but nothing. Most of that stuff is geared to keep us excited and distracted, and also to fill our hearts and minds with prejudice. Prejudice. Everybody knows now that if you turn into this TV station, you're going to get that slant. You turn into this one, you're going to get that slant. Huh? The editor of a very large city newspaper once said the bishop of the diocese went in to speak to him about the way he was pushing abortion and not giving the other side any kind of a voice. You know what that man said? Bishop, you don't understand. We have an advocacy stance. This is one of the big national newspapers. We have an advocacy stance. We're not just reporting news. We are a propaganda sheet. We select the news we want to tell, and we tell it in a way that will push our agenda. Now, that's me. He didn't say all that. All he said to the bishop was, Bishop, you don't understand. We have an advocacy stance. We're not just reporting things. We're promoting things. Nice to know that, isn't it? And to be alert. You can get some events from that, but you don't need every event, every moment, the latest and the greatest. Because what's really going on is that the Almighty God Himself, through the Holy Spirit, is offering to the whole human race salvation every moment of the day. Amen.